So this is Build a Better Business. And I was just sharing with everyone in the group. And first of all, I want to say welcome to Debbie and Estella and Ruth and Tish. I'm glad you're all here today. I've already had my Clubhouse call this morning and Tish and Ruth was on the Clubhouse. Debbie, I sent you an invite, but it says your notifications are turned off. So you're probably not getting an invite to the Clubhouse when I send it to you. But anyway, we were just talking about, you know, running on a calendar and setting an alarm so we don't miss some of the stuff we really want to participate in. But anyway, in Build a Better Business, this is the mastermind. So we're going to get down in the weeds a little bit today. We've already put together our VPS, our value proposition statement, which is what our promise is to our audience, to our clients. And we've already talked about our storytelling and putting together our story. And it is so important. The story is the cornerstone of your business. Your story is your cornerstone. And then we talked about how serving is selling, and serving is simply coming alongside some influencers that have an audience that might have the same audience as you, because you don't have an audience yet if you're new. Now, if you've been at this a while and you're building an audience, you folks might consider you one of their influencers, and they might want to come along and help serve you. And that's okay too, because now they're bringing their audience over to your audience. So I want to say before we move on into the nitty gritty today, that collaboration is key to building your business. Collaboration is key to building your business. You want to collaborate with other like-minded entrepreneurs that have businesses that either come alongside yours, that can enhance what you do, or you can enhance what they do, because the memberships in both of those now will start to overlap. And folks from their audience will get to know you, and folks from your audience will get to know them. And I just had something like that happen recently. And so for those of you that know Chris Borja, he just published his first book, and it's talking about the essentials of networking, because he's a huge networker. That's his lane. And so he just talked about the essentials of networking in this book, and he had a big book launch. And so I just went along to help serve. I showed up, I promoted, I went into Amazon, gave him a great review. I then posted on his Facebook page, you know, all the things that you do to help promote someone. I did for Chris. And number one, because Chris is my friend. Number two, we kind of started out together, so I feel a little bit of camaraderie there. Debbie, you remember the first times we left Carrie's group, we all ended up going to lunch. I have a picture of me and you and Chris at lunch there at Max and Irma's. And so I came alongside him, and I'm so excited for his journey. But all of a sudden, I was showing up in his thread because it was about him. See, I kept tagging him and everything I was doing. And all of a sudden, I started getting calls and contacts from people that I didn't know that are in his group. They started saying, we're seeing everything that you're doing, and we want to know more about you. And so all of a sudden, see, his audience is now starting to recognize me and what it is that I'm doing. And all I did was give Chris some kudos on his book. I showed up at the launch. I, you know, made comments in his Facebook thread about, you know, the book is great. I even went on to Amazon and gave some reviews. And then I took a picture of my review, the whole review, and I posted that. I just did a screen print, and then I cropped it to make it nice and pretty. And then I posted that whole thing over on his Facebook page, his group page, that said, here's my review. So because I said, and if you haven't ordered the book yet, go order the book. See, I'm promoting Chris. But out of that, his audience started connecting with me. And so it works. It works. So choose the five influencers. We talked about that last month, and just go in and do some stuff for those influencers. It will work. Okay. Ruth said she has to jump off at one today. I get that. No problem there. And so good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to see everyone. So anyhow, today we're going to talk about collaborating and about how we're going to put our platform together. Here's the big comment for the day. If you take anything away from today, this is it. Have one place that you can send all your folks. Have one place. I'll call it a landing page. However you want to put that together, have one place. Now, I understand that it takes a minute to figure out, where am I going to put my website? How am I going to upload my website? How am I going to get the graphics for my website? I'm not a graphic designer. Tish has to jump off at 12:50. That's fine as well. So you have all these questions that are coming at you. You know, how do I put this together? How do I decide? How do I afford it? Do I pay somebody? Do I learn to do it myself? You know, you've got all of these things coming at you. If you cannot do any more than have a Linktree, do Linktree. Linktree is a place where you can put links where you can connect with folks and you can build that over time, even if you have just three links. And then you can start working on your website. See, that way you're at least capturing your public's attention. And I use Linktree like an electronic business card. I have it on my phone. As a matter of fact, I'll unplug my phone here, so I don't think you can see my screen. But I'm going to try and show you on my phone. I've got all my little icons, just like you might have. Then I see the lights glaring there, but you can see all the little icons on my phone all over the place. Well, when I open up my Linktree, I actually can open up the Linktree right there on my phone. There, you can see it a little bit better. And if you go to the top of your phone, you can actually copy the URL right on your phone. When you open up Linktree on your phone, you can copy the little URL. And once you copy that, wherever I go, and I can't wait, I'm doing a big networking thing this week, Tuesday night. Estella, you should come to this. The Corey is having a big expo Tuesday night. It's all free. It's the Corey Group, the Central Ohio Real Estate Investors. Anyway, there's a big expo. It's in Columbus, and I can't wait to go. And as I get there, I'm going to, and Mark and I tease this all the time. You know how, you know, you get your phone and you can, you know, tap it with your finger and copy something, you know, so I tease all the time that I now have that on the end of my finger. And so my plan is to go to Corey, and every time I meet somebody, I'm going to go to my text messages, and I'm going to, because I love to do it this way, I say, I would love to connect with you. And they're like, yeah, I want to connect with you. And I go, what's your phone number? Now you're in a conversation with them, and you've got your Linktree here on the end of your finger. And so you're in a conversation with them, and they're like, yeah, here's my phone number. I just go right to my text message, put their phone number in, and drop my Linktree right in a text message and send. So now not only do they have my electronic business card, but I have their phone number, and I name it right there, right before I ever walk away from them. I go, okay, now how do you spell your first name? Okay, and your last name? Yeah, I get it right there. How many times do we come back? And here we are, we've got a boatload of these business cards. They get put on our desk, never to be seen again. Eventually, we pick up a business card. We don't even remember the conversation we had with that person or what event we even, where we were when we met them. And all of a sudden, we don't have any way to really connect. That becomes a cold lead again. Whereas in my phone, not only did I send them my Linktree, so they've got all my information, but I saved their name. And then under the company name, I don't always put company. I'll put maybe what networking event where I met, like met them at Corey, or I met them at, you know, whatever event I was at. I'll put that right in the contact on the phone. So, and because I name my contacts by the event where I met them, it's easy for me when, let's say I'm getting ready to go to that event. Let's say that I meet five people at Corey Tuesday night, and I give them my Linktree and I save their name and I put Corey in the company name. So that's where I know where I met them. Now, let's say I'm going back to Corey next month. All I have to do is search for Corey in my phone. And guess what happens? All the names of all the people that I met at Corey come up in one list. So now I can refresh my memory and I can say, oh, I met Debbie and I met Estella and I met Ruth and I met Tish. So now when I walk in the room, guess what I do? Hi, Estella. Hi, Debbie. Hi, Ruth. Hi, Tish. And they feel the connection, see? And all I did was save their name and where I met them from. And so now it's in a manageable place. Does that make sense? Again, mm-hmm. like I said, this is me without a brain and this is me with a brain. And so use the technology. Yes, Estella.
So when you're using Linktree, I get the how you're organizing that in terms uh-huh. of for your own benefit. Now, when they, okay, so they put their information into your Linktree, do they get something from you? Does your card go to them or how does that work?
Now, first of all, Linktree is just a platform full of my links.
Okay.
They may not have a Linktree. They may not have even heard of Linktree. And so instead of getting down into the weeds with Linktree, what I say to them is when they go, oh, we should connect. I say, oh, I would love to connect. Let me send you my electronic business card. Mm-hmm. And then I don't even say, how do you, I just immediately segue into what's your phone number? And I already have opened up my text messaging. See, I just go, oh, let me send you my card. What's your phone number? Well, because they just said they wanted to connect, they very readily agree to give me their phone number. And so now I just put their phone number in, show it to them. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. Okay, what's your name? I save their name, you know, and then I put where, you know, like Corey or wherever it was that I met them. You know, let's say that I'm at Carrie's, you know, Igniting Souls conference. I might put Igniting Souls. I put wherever I met them so that I have a connection. And then mm-hmm. I simply drop my link of my Linktree into a text message and send it.
Okay. I would love to see your link that you send them. So I, you know, so when I set up mine, I know what that looks like.
Okay.
This is so awesome because when you said you go to these events, you get mm-hmm. all these cards. I have cards from like 3 months ago, really more than that. Okay. But I get it. This would be like absolutely awesome.
This is what my Linktree looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So I use it kind of like a miniature website. Mm-hmm. Now you have to have a place to send the links to. So you have to have built out something to send the links to. So for example, if they click on my complimentary 30-minute Connect strategy, they mm-hmm. go right here and click on that. They're going to get a Calendly page. I've already gone behind the scenes and set up my Calendly. Does that make sense?
Yes.
If my mastermind members, which is you all here in this group, decide you want to tap into my virtual office hours, let's say you're working on something and you have a question and you're like, I need to talk to Kathy. You can come right here and click through and you'll get a Calendly page of mm-hmm. all of the options that I have that I can do a little miniature coaching call. Cause you guys get me all the time. You mm-hmm. don't have to pay for coaching calls. You're in the mastermind. All you have to do is go into my virtual office hours and it's all in 15-minute segments. Because some folks, sometimes you're just stuck on something. You're like, I'm in the middle of this and I'm stuck and I just need to run this past Kathy and see how to get unstuck. Mm-hmm. Then if I'm out talking about, and the reason I have this at the top, because I can move these. I can move these links all around. I can move this to the bottom when we're not in season, if you will. Right now, we're in season of the Stephanie Milo Jenkins Initiative. For those of you that know, I give a scholarship away every year. And for those of you that are thinking of giving back, you can create your own scholarship. Again, it's just a filing with the state to be a nonprofit, which I've already done, and a bank account under the same name. And all of a sudden, boom, you've got a nonprofit. And so we are raising funds and taking applications to give away this scholarship. So I've scooted it kind of to the top of my page. So if I tell somebody, oh, here, let me send you the link, I can send them my Linktree. See? And it kind of advertises everything else I'm doing, and they get the link to go either donate or apply for the scholarship. Then here, events, I've got an event tab. Well, mm-hmm. where are you going to send them? I can either send them back to my website where my event page is, but my event page is a Google Calendar, or I could link it directly to the Google Calendar. So if somebody says, oh, I want to look at the events and they click here, they're going to get my Google Calendar. Then learn more about Kathy. You see how I've See, and here's the joy of Linktree is that you can scoot these all around. So now all the Learn More About Kathy is all together. So they can check out my website. They can check out my academy. They can check out my one-on-one coaching. They can check out our tribe trips. They can check out my book. They can check out my ebook. They can go to my speakers page to get my press or media kit. They can check out my podcast. They can check out my blog, and they can check out where I'm a freelance writer for Connected Columbus Magazine. And that's all linked to each one of those things. So you have to build it out in the back to have some place to link it to. So if you clicked on my Kathy's new co-author book, you're going to go straight to Amazon. All I did was go to Amazon and pick up the Amazon link to my book. And so they can click there and go straight to my book. Now, this ebook, I don't have it on Amazon yet. I'm in the process of learning how to do that. For those of you that are in our writers group, which you're all welcome to attend, we have a writers group. And in the writers group, we are learning how to self-publish. And so Debbie's in the middle of a book. I'm in the middle of a book. I have a couple of ebooks, and we are learning how to upload those into Kindle Publish. And so right now, my ebook is just a PDF, just saved in my Google Docs. So if somebody clicks on a free ebook, it's just going to come up a document. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And then they can print it if they want, read it online, whatever they want to do, because it's an ebook. My speakers and media kit, I created that inside my website. It's just a page of my website, which is what we're talking about today, is how to coordinate our platforms. My podcast is on Audioboom. So this clicks you over to Audioboom. My blog is on HostGator, so that clicks you over to HostGator. And my magazine that I'm a freelance contributor to, that's Chris Borja's magazine. So you see what I'm doing is I'm advertising his magazine on my business card. How sweet is that?
Okay, Kathy. So one of the things, I've been out on your blog site, and I'm like, these are some really good blogs. I would like to, you know, promote you, but I don't want to, you know, like copyright or infringe on copyright or anything like that. And I'm like, but I'm getting ready to just get more involved in the whole Facebook thing, because you know how I am about Facebook, but I know I got to do it better. And so I'm like, well, if I can, like at least like maybe every other week or once a month, post one of your blogs. Of course, you know, it would tie back to you. Is that something that I can do without worrying
you
about?
You can. And here's what you do. You just pick up the URL that you want to promote and copy mm-hmm. the URL. You're not copying any of the content. You're just sending them over to a URL. So under this link of my blog, it just has the URL to go to my blog.
Okay.
And so all you would do is you would open up the blog post that you liked, because again, mm-hmm. there's what, a couple hundred blog posts there. So you would open up the one you want to promote, and that's the URL that you copy at the mm-hmm. top of your computer and then paste it in your post. And you would just say, hey folks, I read this great blog post the other day. Here it is.
Okay.
And that way you're not copying any of my material. You're just sending people over to my blog.
Okay, I'm just giving, because the content is just awesome, and it's things that I would certainly love to, you know, share with people. And I'm like, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. Plus, I want to give back, you know. And well, so if I now, can promote you.
Here's what you do. Make sure that you tell your story in the post. Say, the other day I was struggling with this, but then I read about this blog post, and I'd love to share the blog post with you, because here's how it helped me. Because mm-hmm. see, what you want to do in your posting is you want to get folks to know, like, and trust you.
Mm.
You're just using my material to support your lesson of the day.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Okay.
And so that way you're just sharing my blog post, as so you don't have to write content. So now mm-hmm. all you have to do is write your two or three sentence story mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. to why you felt my blog post was important.
Right. And something they should know about. Okay, great.
Yes. So this link tree,
if I understand it correctly, like, you know, Debbie and I have websites for our our services. Mine, Legal Shield, hers, Melaleuca. So I had my own web page that, you know, I can use this link tree and link them to different links that are in my game on.
Yes, you can link them to different places in your website. You can link out to a Calendly so folks can do a one-on-one call with you. You can link them out to your own blog. You can link them out to your own podcast. What it does, and here's the sweet spot, for those of you that are in an MLN, a multi-level marketing type program, like Melaleuca is, for example, and I think Estella, yours might be considered that because, and I'm not positive, but anytime that you have a downline or an upline, that's considered a multi-level marketing program. And there's tons of great ones out there. So don't get me wrong. I love
them. They're bad and good. So you're right.
The point is that you now can expand and do more stuff and you can have it all on one link tree. Like Debbie
can. So when I send my link tree card out, so when you send your card out, they get all these links.
Yes.
Okay, so now let's say that you sent this out to somebody in December and you're like, I'm going to add this and remove this. Mm-hmm. Now, when they open up your card, what you had out there before is not static, it's dynamic. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It's always in motion. They always get the latest material that you have connected.
Loving it. And is there a cost for it, Linktree?
You can get the free version. I'm using the free version.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gonna make me do a dance around my house.
So for example, and let me give you an example. Debbie has Melaleuca, which again, whenever you have an MLN, they want to see what you're going to advertise under their name, blah, 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 blah. And so you're kind of hands tied to how much you're allowed to say, because they're trying to, of course, keep their own integrity and they don't want somebody to misspeak on their behalf. And so like Debbie, when she wants to add something to her business, like homesteading or her blog post or whatever, this is how she can add it and have it all together on Linktree. And she doesn't have to have it all on one website. She can have it all on one Linktree, and her Linktree can send folks out to different websites.
Wow.
And that's the sweet spot with Linktree. And there are other business cards out there. There are other electronic business cards out there. There's Popple is another popular one. There's several out there. The reason I like Linktree is because, number one, you can connect so many different things to it and you can personalize it to you. And it's totally editable. You can edit it constantly. You can move these links all around. I can scoot my freelance contributor clear to the top. I could scoot my co-author book clear to the bottom. I can scoot them all around whatever order I want them in. Now, right now, mine are in the same order as my website on purpose to try to give a little bit of branding. But you can scoot them around in whatever order you want. So from there, see, clear at the bottom, because this is kind of a sideline for me. If you want to be a speaker or need a speaker, I have a speaker's cabinet. And Debbie has gone here and gotten speakers for her event. When she's needed a speaker, she's gone into my speaker's cabinet and chosen a speaker or two. Yes, Ruth, your hand.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask some other questions. So finish what you're on.
I just wanted to show everybody how the Linktree works, and you can start here even if you don't have a lot of the rest of your program built out. You can start here, you can look professional, you can feel professional, and you can have confidence when you're in a networking event to hand out your electronic business card, because it's liquid, it's in motion, and so you don't have to have it perfect because you can fix it. Okay. It's not like you get a card printed and then next week you go, oh, I wish I'd have put that on my card, but now I've got 2,000 of these I have to use up first. You're not stuck with that. Okay. Ruth, go ahead.
Actually, my questions are with Linktree.
Okay.
And I haven't played with this for quite a while, so this is old stuff, but I never could figure out how you got your subtopics. You know,
you're
like
talking about
an
here?
Event. Huh?
like talk to Kathy or donate that. You actually create an event, but you don't link it anywhere.
Oh.
You create it just like I would create my complimentary 30 minute and put in, and then put in the, click on it and say, where do you want it to link to? And so I put my Calendly URL where if somebody clicks here, I want it to go over to my Calendly URL. When I created my talk to Kathy, I just didn't link it anywhere.
And Linktree lets you do that, not put in a link.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what, and it shows up like this.
Okay.
So and I played with it to come up with my categories.
Okay. And then my other question is, and this may be helpful for Estella too, if it works. Like when I'm doing a 5-day challenge, I'll put that on my Linktree. But then when it's done, I can take it off. Mm-hmm. But is there a way to create a waiting list, you know, for when I'm going to do the next one that people?
Well, again, it's wherever you want to link them to. So where would you, let's in reverse engineer this. Where would you save this list?
That's what I don't know. I need to research that.
All right. Let me give you a suggestion. Google Docs is free.
Yep.
If you've got a Gmail account, you've got Google Docs.
I've got Google Docs.
Yeah. You've got the whole Google suite. So if you've got a Gmail, you've got the whole Google suite. So go into your Google Docs and look for, and bear with me here. And see if I can find it. I think it's under Google Forms. Yes. And find the assessment form. I have several. People have to fill out this assessment for the Stephanie Myla Jenkins. They have to fill out an assessment to join our speakers. Here's where I had, during COVID, I put out an assessment for deferred rent payments to my tenants. Here's an assessment for one-on-one coaching. So go to Forms, see the purple? Go to Forms, Google Forms, find the assessment, and simply make a little questionnaire.
Okay.
And every time they fill out this questionnaire, when you set it up, Google Forms will ask you, where do you want us to send the responses to? And you can put your email in there. And what will happen is every time somebody says, yes, I'm interested in, you know, this relationship challenge, you can ask them maybe 4 or 5 questions, you know, like what relationship issues are you having? You know, what is your name? What is your email? What is your phone number? What issues are you having? What would you like to see in the challenge? It could be something pretty short and sweet. And once they complete that and hit submit, it automatically dumps right into your email inbox. And all you have to do is create a folder in your emails to save those. And you can name it upcoming challenge. And now when you're ready to do your challenge, you might have 10 or 20 folks that have responded, and those assessment forms are sitting in your inbox.
Thank you.
So what are some of the other ones that you've got kind of listed here?
Well, I do the Stephanie Myla Jenkins. So anybody that wants to apply for my scholarship, they have to fill out this assessment. My join the speakers is anybody that wants to be in my speakers cabinet has to fill out this assessment, and they have to choose which level of speakers cabinet they want.
Is that where I would go and change my description on your?
No, just send me an email. Just send me an email and I'll update it for you. Yeah.
Okay.
If somebody wanted my one-on-one coaching, they would have to fill out this assessment form, and it lets me know kind of what they want coaching on. It just gives me a base for them. What else do I, these are all empty assessments down here. This is just where I picked the forms. So anyhow, I only have these 4 going at the time, but this is a perfect way if you want to capture some information. It's free, it's in Google Forms. It's the purple forms flag up here in Google, in your Google suite, pick the forms and then look for the word assessment. It'll say assessment. And then you can change out this picture that's at the top of the assessment, and you can make the questions anything you want them to be. Is that helpful?
Yes. Very much so. Thank you.
All right. Let's take a look here. Linktree, like the donation section, Tish says. And Debbie, you had a Linktree. Okay, good, 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 good. Any other questions on that? Because you can, again, you can tailor make it whatever you want. And it doesn't feel salesy. You know what I mean? Now, the one thing I'm missing on mine, and you guys will all agree, a couple of times I've just been out in a social environment. Are you ready? This is huge. This is huge. And I missed it. I'll have to admit, I'm the first one to say I missed it. I missed the mark on this one. When I'm in a social setting and you're getting to know someone and they're like, oh, we should stay connected. We really like you guys. I'm like, yeah, we really like you guys too. Let me just send you my electronic business card. It looks like I'm trying to sell them something, you know, because all of a sudden it's 30 minute strategy call and mastermind office hours. And, you know, it just looks too salesy. And so here's where I missed the mark. I need to have Kathy's story at the very top.
Huh.
Kathy's story, because they don't care what you know until they know that you care. I know that's an old cliche.
No, and in John Maxwell's book, when I talked about it on Friday, it gave that specific quote.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit longer, but it's still good. No matter whether you shorten it or keep it that way.
Absolutely. So I need to go back to my Linktree and add Kathy's story at the very top. Because if they click on Kathy's story, all of a sudden, it changes how they feel about me. Because when they first read my Linktree, they can scroll down and say, well, good for her. I'm glad she's all that. You know where I'm going with that? But if they mm-hmm. click on my story and they hear that I was a single mom and that I struggled and that, you know, and then I finally, you know, as they go through my story, they're going to feel like they've connected. Like, she is just a regular person. She struggles just like I do. She, you know, she had trouble, you know, putting food on the table just like I did. And so all of a sudden it changes how they feel about me before they scroll further down and go, oh, good for her. Now they scroll down and say, good for her. You see the difference?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Ruth.
Are you just going to link that for your story to a place on your website?
Yes. As a matter of fact, on my website, my story is actually my Work With Me page.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to link to that page on my website.
I do like Linktree. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of putting it directly on your Linktree.
Your Linktree, all you can put on your Linktree is a link. You can't type anything out on Linktree. It's just, all you're doing is having that banner with a link.
So create your story on your website and then put the link to go to that. And that's, and you would actually title it.
Kathy's Story.
Kathy's Story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Or you give the links a title, right?
Yeah, I would say Kathy's backstory or Kathy's story or something to let them know that this was the earlier version of me. And again, it's what I said. They're going to look at my current Linktree and they're going to say, good for her. They're going to read my story and then they're going to say, good for her. I'm glad she figured that out and has arrived. And now I want to learn more about how she did that because I want to do that too. Remember, you are never the hero. You are never the hero. You are just the guide. Your client is the hero. You want to make them the hero of their story. You are never the hero of their story. You're the guide helping them become the hero.
And you said here, the hero is actually the person.
The hero is actually your client. Your client should always be the hero. You're there to help them be the hero. I'm there to say, I was a struggling single mom. I figured out how to have passive income. I want to help you have passive income so that you can live your lifestyle the way you want, so that you can have the freestyle living. I want to be your guide to help you have that. See, that's what I'm saying to all my clients. And so whatever your message is, you're the guide. Like Debbie, you want to have going green with Debbie Marks. You want to be healthy. You want to be going green in your laundry. You want to be going green in your vitamins. You want to be going green in all of your products. You want to show homesteading, how they can be organic and green. And that's your whole message. And so you want to show other folks how they can do that. Mm-hmm. So everything you do is to guide somebody else to achieve that end. And Estella, you're all about being fair and everybody
justice and access to justice and your rights and
yes,
equality and all that. Mm-hmm.
So you want to show other folks, you want to help guide them to where they have the confidence that they have a voice and that they mm-hmm. can be heard. And mm-hmm. so everything you do is how you're going to guide your client to reach those goals. Mm-hmm. And Ruth, you're all about relationships. So you want to, and Ruth already has this figured out. You want to guide them on how they can have better relationships. It's all about the relationship. And so you're the guide. Does that make sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tish had to jump off. She had another commitment. She knew she wasn't going to get to stay on the whole time today. So anyway, so now you're going to build your platforms. So you're going to have to start. And again, there's no wrong way. And you can overthink this to where you're handicapped. You can overthink this to where you never take a step. And so you never put yourself out there because you're still trying to decide how to do it. So don't overthink it. It's just like real estate. There's always good, better, and best. And so do something, even if it's wrong, and fix it later. So put your stuff out there on a platform. I started off on Vistaprint because that's what I knew from the salon days. Was that a good choice? No. But did I spend a lot of hours building out that website? Yes. Do I want it to start over? No. But that's what I have. And you know what? My consumers, my clients, they never ask me what platform mm-hmm. I'm on. Mm-hmm. They're after the information. They don't care whether I'm on Weebly or Wix or Vista or, you know, they don't care what I'm on. No one has ever asked me that question ever. Oh, here's Tish again. No one has ever asked me that question. So don't get hung up on what platform you're going to publish on. Pick something. And even if you just do a landing page, okay, even if you just do a landing page, so that you can start putting some information out there. Just for all of you to know, you only need 3 pages to get started. A home page, which is your landing page, an about me page, which also could be called a work with me page where your story is going to go, and a contact me page. If that's all you have, you've got a place for your clients to land.
What do you put on your home page?
Your home page should work like a landing page or like your sales funnel. Your home page mm-hmm. should say, here's what I'm about, and here are this, and I'm your guide, and here are the steps that you need to do to get to your goal.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a broad overview, but your home page should say, here are the steps. Boom, mm-hmm. boom, boom. Now, I'm in the process of revamping, and I've had this conversation with Ruth. I'm in the process of revamping my homepage because, again, see, doing something is better than doing nothing, even mm-hmm. if it's wrong. Mm-hmm. So as I created all my lanes, I would add my lanes and they matched my academy and it all looked beautiful and I put a lot of hours in, but there's more that I want to add. I want to do this whole mm-hmm. Gino Wickman's E-Leap, and I'm now certified to teach his material. And I definitely want to add that to my Build a Better Business section, if you will.
Who?
Gino Wickman. we heard of him through Carrie, but I bought the book and I bought into his certification program. It was like, I don't know, $4.95 or something. And so now I'm allowed to use his assessment. I can use all his material. I'm now authorized to use all his material. So I want to add that, but I don't want to make this Build a Better Business so drawn out that it's too big of a program. So it needs to be a whole separate program. But then again, that was another lane. So I thought, okay, if I look at all the topics that I'm teaching, I need to put them into three separate categories. And then everything should go into a category. So my categories are real estate investing. And I've got long-term, short-term, mid-term, and I can build that out, you know, as much as I could even have a whole section on how to create a property management company. I could have a whole section on how to do Airbnb cleaning company. See, I could do all kinds of things under real estate investing. Then I have entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. And that's where my Build a Better Business, my speakers, that's where my eLeap is going to go, is under my entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. And then I have my authors and writers. And that's where my Ohio Writers Guild, my blog, how to monetize a blog post, that's all under authors and writers. So you see how by putting it into three categories, now I can go back to my website and now I can get rid of all of that, those eight lanes, and just put my three categories. And now I can create a page in my website for each lane. So then when you click on entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, it's going to take you to the entrepreneur solopreneur page. And that page is where I'll have my Build a Better Business, my eLeap, my networking, you know, create your 5-day challenge. All of that can be under my entrepreneur solopreneur page. You see where I'm going with that? Which cleans up your landing page, cleans up your home page by putting the whole list on a separate page, because I know that somebody that's interested in real estate investing may not be interested in publishing a book. And somebody interested in publishing a book may not be interested in real estate investing. And they have to scroll through all of that to find what they're looking for on the home page, the way I have it set up now, which was still converting, by the way. But now that I've expanded it to so many different topics, if I can categorize it into those three categories, now they'll click on the category they're interested in and it'll take them to a page with nothing but their category. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's
so great. Now that I engineered that, and I'm in the process of doing that now, now that I've engineered that, I will now go backward and go over to my link tree and just have three categories under that section of my link tree. So now when I send, if I'm at a real estate event and I send somebody my link tree, they're going to see where my, the Stephanie Myla Jenkins scholarship, which is all about real estate scholarship, that's going to come under the real estate investors section. Along with long-term investors, short-term investors, mid-term investors, that's all going to come under the real estate investors section. Does that make sense? But you have to start. Don't just think about it for years and never publish. You have to start.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
No, I get it. And the more you go down that path, the more clarity you will get. So once you see it in writing, then you'll go, oh, that's not what I wanted that to look like. But it's like decorating the house. Sometimes you got to hang the curtains and then you decide you don't like them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, Ruth.
And Kathy, you're a prime example of that, because you've worked on this 5 or 6 years and you have a good program going, but now you've decided that it's time to realign.
Yes.
And we're always going to be realigning.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why it's really important for us to be able to be okay with that, first of all. And then also to develop at least some skills, and I'm holding my hands up because I'm that's where I struggle, you know, so that we can do those realignments.
Exactly. And where some folks get stuck is where they've paid someone else to do their website and they've spent some big bucks. And now they're like, oh, I really don't have the money to change that right now. And so, you know, you have this great idea and you want to put something a little more in alignment, but you really, you don't have the time, the energy, the finances to do it. And so that's why it is so important to be able to do some of this on your own. I'm a total advocate of building your own website for that reason, especially for creatives like ourselves, because as we create, we get more clarity. And as we get more clarity, we have a better vision on what we want things to look like and where we want our business to go. And you don't want to be hands tied to have somebody else have to do it for you. And I'm going to talk about Sherry. She's not here, but I'm going to talk about Sherry for a minute. She's kind of got the best of both worlds because her son does her updating for her. He is her technical guru. And so as she has, you know, more clarity in her business, she can then have the discussion with him and he can then update her. But even Sherry sometimes will have to wait for him to have time to make that update. And she's like, wants to go. She's like, oh, I wanted to have that up there yesterday. Like she did her first blog and she was like, I wanted to publish it yesterday, but I have to wait for my son to enter it in for me. And so I'm a total advocate of learning how to do your own platforms. And there's so many plug and play, drag and drop platforms out there that you can do this. And again, I'm going to use my wedding dress example. When my daughter was getting married, she wanted to pick out a wedding dress. So I said, okay, let's go look at wedding dresses. So we went to David's Bridal, for those of you that know anything about wedding dresses. And she was like, oh, what's my budget? And I said, here's your budget. She picked out a dress and she goes, okay, this is the one. And I said, okay. And it was within the budget. Then she turned around and she went, oh, mom, I really like that one. And I said, it's a little out of the budget, but okay. And before we get out of the store, she was like, oh, mom, I really like that one. And I'm like, okay, honey, now we're getting a little out of the budget here. And she's like, I know, but that's the dress for me. I love it. And I said, honey, I said, let me share something with you. I said, on your wedding day, you're going to be the only girl in the room in a wedding dress. If you took the cheapest dress in this store, you would be head and shoulders above everyone else in the room and you would be gorgeous. You do not have to spend $10,000 on a wedding dress. You can spend $200 and you're going to be gorgeous. Don't get caught up in comparing 3,000 dresses that are all in one room at one place. So that's what I want to say to you. Having a website with a landing page, you know, with your home page and an about me page and a contact page is head and shoulders above all the folks that haven't done anything. Don't wait and say, well, but this website could be better. Oh, and this website's even best. Oh, well, maybe I could pay twice as much and have all of these features that you'll never use. By the way, don't get stuck there. Does that make sense to everybody? Because your website's going to be gorgeous because nobody's going to be comparing it, you know, to the $1,200 a month site. Nobody's going to be comparing your free Wix to the $1,200 site. Yes, Tish. Oh, she gave me a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I thought she had a question.
So, this is so good. Just, I mean, really, 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 really. Just get started.
Yes. Simply start. Of course, that's one of my taglines, is simply start. So you've already got your VPS. You know what your promise is to your audience, which is you as the guide. You know, that's your promise to your audience. You've already put your story together. That's going to go on your work with me. And I like work with me phrase better than about me, because again, I'm trying to not make it about me. I'm trying to make it work with me instead of being about me, because I want to be the guide. And so I like to call that page the work with me page. And we talked extensively in the past about your hero's journey, about how you struggled, but then you figured it out. And now you want to help somebody else get to the top of the mountain. So see, they're working with you. You're working with them. See, that's why it's a work with me page. And then now you're ready to start serving those influencers. because now you know your self-worth, you know what it is you're bringing to the table in your VPS and in your story, you know what you've learned. And so now you want to go out and help come along those influencers and help serve their community and help serve them, which in turn is going to build your business. And so now where are you going to send folks to? As they start connecting with you, where are you going to send them to? Have a link tree, have a few places to, if you only had three links on your link tree, if you just linked them to your homepage, your work with me page, and your contact me page, if that's all you have on your link tree, you're in business. And build it out from there. It's like building a house. And that's why we call it building a better business. You're building it block by block, stick by stick, just like you're building a house. You have to start with the foundation. You have to know what your VPS is. What value are you bringing to the world? Mm-hmm. And then what's your story? What makes you the guru on bringing that value to the world? What makes you you? And then how are you going to serve? That's your whole business. You're done. I mean, if you just did those first three things, you're in business. But now you have to now have some rooms to visit. You know, if somebody says, I'm going to come and visit you, you got to have a parlor for them to have a seat in. So now you got to be able to send them somewhere. So now that's where you're building a platform. Where are you going to send these folks when they want to connect with you? And this is where so many businesses fail, because they have the vision. They want to put themselves out there, but they don't have a place for their customers to land. They don't have a place to send them to. And that's where then they start to, you get the feeling that the person doesn't really want to connect with you. And the reality is they don't have a living room yet. They don't have a place for you to land. In their world yet.
I this is like a story I heard yesterday in church. The minister was talking about his good friend, and he's building a house, and he invited him over because he was so proud of it. And the lawn was great, the sidewalk, the frame of the house, the outside of the house, and then he walked in the front door, nothing. He had not done anything on the inside. So that's kind of where what you're saying led me to think about. And mm-hmm. It's like, wow, beautiful on the outside, but mm-hmm. nothing on the inside.
And this is where you have to have your whole authentic self ready to deliver. And that's why, and here's a big aha moment for everyone there. Oh, Ruth disappeared. My guess is she had to jump off. Here's the big aha moment here. You will become a different person as you put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A bigger stage reveals you. Mm-hmm. A bigger stage reveals you. And if you don't like what you see, you will start to grow into who you want to be. So a bigger stage reveals you. And here's what I know. It has to be authentically you, because when you're out there in a crowd or in a networking event, or you're called up on stage and it's your turn, this goes straight back to the scripture. What's in the heart is going to come out of the mouth. What's mm-hmm. in the heart is going to come out of the mouth. So you got to get the, like Debbie said, you got to get the inside right first. So it starts to show on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be invested in your business to the point where you are authentically you, and that you believe in your products, and you truly believe that this is how you're going to help someone else, or you're not going to, if you can't believe it, you're not going to sell it.
Yeah. You said a bigger stage will reveal you.
Reveals you. Mm-hmm.
And then what did you say?
I forget. Help me out. What did I say? A bigger stage.
Well, what I've been taking notes. So you said, let's see. You need to have a place for your customers to land. You will become a, and then I missed that.
You'll be,
and then
you'll become, said, yeah, you'll become the person that you need to be, because a bigger stage is going to reveal who you really are.
Okay.
And think about some of these pastors. And again, I don't want to throw any pastors under the bus, but think about some of these pastors. They get so big for their britches, and all of a sudden their whole world comes crashing down because they're not authentically them. They're trying to just put on what they want to be instead of coming from the inside out. They're trying to put it on like something they're wearing. And so all I'm saying in this group is you have to have what your message is has to come from the inside out. Because if you just try to pick it up and put it on like clothes that you put on, that's going to be revealed the bigger stage you get on. Folks will start to feel that you're a little phony. It has to come from the inside out. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's and that's in the why package?
the book that Sherry is in the middle of writing right now is called Becoming You. And that's what the book is all about, is becoming you. You will become a different person as you go down this path. You will become a better person. You will become the person you always wanted to be.
Perfect. That clears up a lot.
I hope that's inspired everyone to keep on keeping on. All right, we've gone a full hour. Aha moments. What's your biggest aha moment?
Gracious.
Think a minute on your biggest aha moment today.
Well, right. For me, I would say the biggest aha moment, I mean, biggest aha for me, anyway, I'll just say that, is the Linktree piece and how you are using that. That was just gold. And then the other one was about, you just need 3 pages to start your website. Mm-hmm. Those were the two, I mean, just let me, release me. Yeah.
Perfect. I love it. All right. So here's my assignment for Estella. You know your VPS, you know your story, you know what influencers that you want to serve. At least get a landing page out there, even if it's just your link tree as your landing page, and you link people to different parts of your Legal Shield website for now, mm-hmm. because your link tree is fluid. As you develop a website, you can add that to your link tree and rearrange those links anytime you want. So just get started so that when you're out there networking, you've got a place to send folks to connect with you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Debbie, biggest aha moment.
I didn't remember to advertise my article from Ignite magazine.
And Linktree is a great place to advertise that.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that by going to other people's website or Facebook and commenting, or Amazon. Sorry, my voice is really bad today. To promote them that way. I didn't think about it that way. And the other thing was, I am never the hero, just the guide.
Correct. Just always think, and when we talk about serving is selling, when you're serving is when you're selling yourself, is when you're serving. Just mm-hmm. always think you're always there to help someone else. I'm always there to help. I'm there to serve. Right. I'm there to help. I'm there to serve. Just constantly keep that mantra in the back of your mind, and that'll put you in the correct frame of mind, and people will gravitate toward you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. Thank you. That's
good job. Tish, how about you? Give us your aha moment. She put it in the chat, but can you share with us?
I'll try really quickly. Okay, so I had several aha moments. So the very first one was when you were sharing your link tree, how you think of it as your electronic business card, which is perfect. So I'll keep using that as my thought process. And also two things you did with that, which was one, you sent the link directly to the person and you obtained information so you can add them to your mailing list. So you didn't just give them a QR code, say, hey, click, you know, scan this. You actually got their information first and then provided them the link. The other thing you said was that you group your people together according to the event, because that's very helpful for me, because I love to talk to people based on their name, not just, you know, and I don't want to be sketchy because I'm big on customer service. I come from a heavy customer service background. So I understand the importance of using people's names. So those were the first ones that I received. So I'm gonna go back and change my LinkedIn to mimic your format. And I didn't know how to put those headers in there too. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. So that was my biggest aha moment. But the other one, secondary one, well, you said two other things that came to my mind, which is the bigger the platform, the more you get to know about yourself. And I'm looking forward to that, not only for myself, but for my daughter too, because I want her to understand as she grows and put herself in these situations where it's uncomfortable, she's learning more about herself. And then the last thing I want to say is that my biggest aha moment is that this is an answer to a 2-year-long prayer, being here in this environment with you ladies. And I'm saying, Kathy, I'm trying not to cry, but you embody everything that I've always wanted to do, as far as like being able to own my own property and grow my business from my own property, to being able to have multiple platforms at the same time. Like, some people don't understand that we are multifaceted, right? And people mm-hmm. always say, just do this one thing and stick mm-hmm. with this one thing. Yeah, that's important for when you're starting a business, but you're going to do more than just that one thing. And I'm glad that you are doing that and you're still growing and you're still evolving. And I love that about you. So hashtag goals.
Thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. So okay. Tish heard my story this morning, and I'm going to share it with Debbie and Estella, and Ruth heard it this morning too. Mark and I went into contract for a little house down on the Ohio River, right in Middleport. And it's 1892 brick house, two-story, but it's a tiny little thing, only 3 rooms down and 3 rooms up. So it's not very big. The whole house is only like 1200 square feet. And so it's easily doable for me by myself, because Mark's 76 this year. And so I can rehab this house by just hiring contractors. I don't have to count on Mark to get up on a ladder 2.5 stories in the air to tuck point brick. I can actually just hire that done. And so my plan is to put this little house back together all by myself. We're paying cash for the house. We don't close until May. We're paying cash for the house. And Tish, you're going to love this. We're paying cash for the house. We're going to cash and carry the rehab on it. We're going to take anywhere from 12 to 24 months to rehab it as we get the cash. Because it depends, if I have a big repair up here, a roof or a furnace, then I can't put money in that one if I have to put money in one that's already rented. So that's why we're giving ourselves the 12 to 24 months to do the rehab. And at the end of the rehab, when we're all done, and I did a little history on the house, it was built, like I said, in 1892 by a guy named William Horden. He at 21 years old, he built it for his new bride, Maggie. They lived there their whole lives. They raised their family there. He passed away at age 77. Just at the hospital across the river from there. And so we're actually going to name the house the William Horden House, and have a plaque on the front to that effect. And we're going to do a little history of him inside the house, you know, in like a wall plaque. And if I can find some pictures, I'm going to add pictures. So I'm going to visit the Historical Society down there and see if I can't find some pictures. It's one of the few historic homes that's noted in the village. And so I'm going to do all of that research. And at the end of the day, we're going to put it on VRBO. And VRBO, there's a thing called AirDNA. If you haven't heard of that, if you're thinking about doing any short-term rentals, it's called AirDNA. And if you go to AirDNA and put in an address, it will tell you what you can expect for that area. over time on an average of what income you can expect. And AirDNA says that I can expect it. Are you ready, Tish? I can expect about $2,000 a month income. Now, let me give you my big aha. I only paid $26,000 for that house.
Mm.
Not $126,000. I paid $26,000 for that house. And we're going to cash and carry the rehab. I'll probably have another 10 or 20 in rehab. So all in, I'll probably be under 50,000 or give or take. And we'll be able to rent that on VRBO for about $2,000 a month average income. Now it's going to fluctuate in and out of season, but average is 2,000. So if I end up with 50,000 all in and divide that by my 2,000, in 25 months, I will have all my money back. So Tish, thank you. She says she has to jump off. I get that. So
I
anyway,
missed, where was that? Where did you get it?
Middleport. If you take 33, you know, right down through Lancaster, right down through Athens, keep on going, you're going to dead end right into the river at Pomeroy. And if you turn right and go 4 miles, you're in Middleport.
I know where you're talking. Yep. Yep.
And this little house sits right on the river.
Oh, how cool. I go that way when I go to Charlotte.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just came back from Charlotte at 3:30 this morning.
Oh my goodness, Estella. And you're on the call with us. Thank you for being
here. Oh yeah. I'm so grateful that I have alarms on my phone for this call. I did have another question. Oh shoot.
Sure.
I should have wrote it down. So anyway, it's really, I think it was concerning the link tree and just using that as a business card. Now, oh, I know one thing I was going to ask about the link tree. So let's say that I didn't meet someone and get their information and send them the link tree. What about some of these cards that I currently have that I haven't responded to that I can maybe, I can't put a picture on my link tree, right? Or I can
yes,
put
you
a...
Can.
You can put
like a little thumbnail at the beginning.
Okay. Okay. So I can just, you know, like use that link tree and just say, you know, thanks, you know, for talking with me. I apologize for not having gotten back to you. Some information. Yeah. Okay.
You can put right here on at the beginning of the link. You can put a little thumbnail.
Okay. Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Now, can I put my LinkedIn connected to the link tree?
Yes.
I can put my Facebook. I can put my LinkedIn. Yes. And I have a Facebook business page that I have honestly not done anything with in at least 3 years.
Okay. Well, let me say this. Be careful linking to stuff that's outdated.
Oh yeah, I won't. I would have to update that. Yes.
Yeah. Make sure you're updated, and then get a couple of posts under there. Get a little bit of content. So when they go there, they see some content.
Okay.
They don't. Okay. Have you ever gone to a website and it shows that the last time it was updated was in 1998 or something, and you start to feel like, are they still in business even?
Right. Right.
So again, make sure that you've got some current content. So when they look, they see, oh, look, she just posted yesterday. So this is current. Yeah. Or she's been the last 4 posts or within the last month. So yeah, she's.
So I can just use this link tree. I have hundreds of cards.
Yes. Now here's the thing to make it land a little better. If you can remember where you met that person.
Sure.
So
sure.
Make it a personal note.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am so sorry. I'm just now, you know, connecting with you, but I remember our conversation at the XYZ club, or I remember our conversation at this.
I remember meeting you at such and such.
Yes. Know. And the more personal you can make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but I oftentimes, when I was doing business cards instead of this, Debbie said she's got to jump off. Yes. I was doing business cards instead of doing my link tree, I would write on the business card what event. Did you ever do that?
Okay, I do that.
Good. So you have that. Make sure you mention where you met them, and it'll make a little more connection.
Right. Right. Especially when they see the picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This has been gold. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, you this is the only Build a Better Business that you have. What other thing am I supposed to be? I mean, I know I can go into other things. And Corey, is that, what time is that? Is that 5:30 on Tuesday?
I want to say 5:30. I'm looking here to see where I have you. I know I've got you in the Build a Better Business. I have, again, you're welcome to any, go to all the free stuff, but then I'll put you in whatever masterminds. I'll have to look and see what masterminds you're in, because okay. As a founding member, I put you in a couple and I'll, mm-hmm. I'll let you know, but anyone you want in, let me know. Cause you're part okay. of the founding membership and I'll put you in as, so go to.
Kathy, I don't know how, but this is going to pay off for you big time. I mean, I'm just getting myself together. It's, I slow, you know, but anyway, I want to be just a half the blessing that you've been to me.
Well, thank you for that. I just, you know, I love what I'm doing, if you can't tell.
Oh, and, I know you do. And you're good at what you do.
Well, and everybody tells me that. So I hope I'm on the right track. I think I am. And, yeah. And I just really want to, you know, support right. you gals, and because I want you to have the lifestyle you want. And you know what, everybody goes, yeah, but life's not all about money, but you no. can, you can give and help a lot more people if you have money than what you can give and help if you don't have any money. You can help a lot of folks if you've got some money.
And it is about money. It's about when you're in debt, you can't even think, like, you can't do the work that God wants you to do because you're just trying to survive. You right. need to be able to thrive so you can be more to help more, you know?
Exactly.
And so, no, it is not all about money, but what... Anyway, money is important and I want as much as I can get. And it's not to lavish upon me, but it is to be a blessing and a benefit to many and to bring honor and glory to God.
And what I do is in my masterminds, I donate the mastermind. I don't know if you've seen that on my homepage of my website, mm-hmm. but I donate out across the world, the mastermind memberships. All I take out is just my expenses to cover the cost of whatever platforms I'm on. And mm-hmm. I don't take any pay out of the academy. That all goes back out.
Mm. Wow.
And it goes back out to the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative. It goes back out across in B1G1. And like last month, I gave sewing machines to a group of gals in a country that they make tote bags, and then they send them over here and sell them in the world market stores that we have. We've got one here in the Short North, and my girls' yeah. tote bags actually ended up there.
Wow.
So I was excited to see it come full circle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Making a difference.
Yep. And you know what? They're supporting their families making those tote bags. And I was beneficial because I was able to buy them sewing machines.
And you just, I don't know about you, but for me, when I'm able to give, I mean, I like to receive, but when I'm able to give, it's like exponential joy.
Yes. And you cannot outgive the Lord. Whatever you
cannot
give, tenfold. And you so, cannot. Mm-hmm. And so what, I'm a firm believer that whatever you need, you have to give. So if you need a car, you have to give a car. If you need money, you have to give money. If you need time, mm-hmm. you have to give time. So I always keep that in mind. Whatever I need, I have to give. Mm-hmm. If I want to have more friends, I have to give my friendship to more people. Mm-hmm. If I need more time with my family, I have to give more time to my family. So it's whatever I need, I have to start by giving, and then the need gets fulfilled second.
Mm-hmm.
Tenfold, by the way.
Right, right. You can't beat God giving.
Yeah.
No matter how you try. Well, thank you so much. And the Corey thing is, you said tonight or tomorrow night at 5. I went steadily for 3 years. And then mm-hmm. I just, you know, I backed out. I think I want to say like the end of 19 or the beginning of 2020. I just said, yeah, it was in 19. I backed out because I just wasn't doing anything in the real estate market. And I still want to do something. I'm just working on getting some other things in place so that my cash flow is right. And I can, I want to buy some properties.
I get it. So I'm going to give you this real quick and then we're going to go. We're already over time a little bit.
Okay.
My notes say be there at 5:30 And mm-hmm. it is at 175 Hutchinson Avenue, Columbus.
I know exactly where that is. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for this.
Be there at 5:30. And it's an expo, and there's going to be all kinds of real estate professionals in all avenues of real estate. So again, for those of you that are listening to this replay on Build a Better Business, you may wonder why we're talking about real estate, but that is my base of my passive income is my real estate. So everything I do is still kind of woven in through the real estate realm. So thank you for listening. Estella, thank you for hanging
on. Thank you so much. Okay. Have a wonderful week.
Yes.
And I will see you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow night. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.